Okay, here's the problem with EVs, electric vehicles. They are ticking time bombs of fire and destruction. And we've seen more and more reports recently of these cars spontaneously just catching on fire in someone's driveway and then torching their home. Recently, there was a Tesla that caught on fire at an airport. I think it was in the Carolinas. And they had to close down flights for a while as this thing just burned off. And there was recently an explosion of an EV battery factory. I forgot what country it was in. I think it was in Europe. I'll have details later in another report, but children were killed. And it's burning up warehouses, burning up infrastructure, placing lives at risk, and so on. Now, what hasn't happened yet, but is going to happen if they keep pushing EVs on everybody, is you're going to have a parking garage full of EVs, and then one of them catches on fire, and it spreads the fire to the adjacent vehicles, and then they catch on fire and spread fire to adjacent vehicles, and so on. You're going to have a cascading domino effect of EV destruction until the whole parking garage is burned up. And that doesn't even count the extra weight that these vehicles carry because the batteries are super heavy. So an EV, in many cases, can weigh twice as much as a regular vehicle, or in other cases, for trucks, it can weigh triple a normal truck. And so the extra weight is also tearing up the roads, and it's overstressing the weight limits of structures such as parking garages and bridges. So if you get too many EVs on a bridge, then you got to realize that that bridge was not engineered for that kind of dynamic weight load to be traveling across the bridge. So you're going to have bridge failures in addition to parking garage failures, in addition to parking garages burning up and entire neighborhoods burning up if the cars are packed densely together and one of them starts to catch on fire. Now, all of you listening who are part of the fire response, firefighters and first responders and so on, you know that these EVs cannot be extinguished using normal methods of extinguishing fires. You can't just pour water on it, for example. It doesn't stop the fire. Why? Well, because it's a chemical fire. And there's a tremendous amount of energy that's stored in the chemistry, which is how batteries work, obviously. That energy is being released in the form of heat and, in essence, fire, which in some cases is so hot that it melts the frame of the vehicle. This is melting aluminum. I mean, that's documented. Some of these cars are almost unrecognizable after they've burned up. So firefighters are very frustrated right now about this issue because they don't have any tools right now that are effective at extinguishing these fires, except a few really toxic options that end up creating, environmental problems because of the toxic chemicals that are necessary. And most fire departments don't have these options even available. So for the most part, firefighters are having to just let the vehicles burn. Just let them burn until they burn themselves out. Which, of course, it ties up the fire department, ties up the roads. You have to keep the roads closed while this vehicle just burns and cooks itself off. So the disruptions to society are only going to get far worse, and the costs to society are going to be far worse as well. EVs are inherently dangerous, more dangerous than combustion engines, more dangerous than gasoline, because if you think about it, if a gas fire is started, well, the fire department knows how to deal with gasoline fires. And diesel, by the way, for diesel vehicles, diesel barely even burns. That's why diesel engines don't even have spark plugs. I don't know if you knew that, but they have to ignite the diesel through compression at very, very high pressures in the cylinders in the engine. And there are no spark plugs in diesel engines because you can throw a match at it, it doesn't do anything. So diesel is not very volatile. And although I don't encourage you to do this, I've mentioned this before, if you were to take like a little cup of diesel fuel and set it on the ground somewhere and throw a match at it, it wouldn't do anything. You can't get it to burn. Whereas gasoline, different story, right? Gasoline will go poof, you know, you've just created a little gas bomb. So don't do that. But firefighters would much rather deal with a diesel spill or even a gasoline spill than an electric vehicle on fire that they can't really do anything about. So this is the truth of what we're going to be dealing with in society. Now, the government is pushing EVs with crazy mandates on the automakers, which is causing the automakers to go bankrupt. And it contributed to the recent strikes, by the way, the UAW strikes, which are still ongoing, because the automakers are losing money and they can't afford to pay their workers what the workers are demanding because nobody's buying the EVs. I shouldn't say nobody, but a lot fewer than what they had hoped. And that's because EVs take forever to charge. And the only person who would ever buy an EV is somebody who doesn't value their time. I was speaking to a colleague just the other day who had taken a Tesla on a road trip from Arizona to Texas with his two teenage children, by the way. And he said it was the most nightmare trip imaginable. It took 2 days, like 48 hours, to make that trip because of the charging time. You're sitting around for 6 hours waiting for a charge. And the teenage kids, they're going nuts. It's like, are we there yet? My God. You could have made that trip in half that time in a diesel vehicle or a gas vehicle. But because it's an electric vehicle, you're screwed. And he told me, he said, never again. I will never again do anything with an EV other than just drive around town. That's it. No road trips. And that's been confirmed by a lot of other people, even members of the press that have tried to take road trips and then they've been stranded or they've been, you know, stuck at charging stations and it becomes a nightmare scenario. Yeah, EVs suck. EVs suck. And they catch on fire all by themselves and then they burn everything down around them. So, I mean, if people buy EVs and they park it in their garage, they're basically saying that, yeah, I want to burn down the whole house. Sooner or later, the insurance companies, which are already charging enormous premiums for EVs, by the way. I mean, you could pay double for owning an EV just on your auto insurance. But before long, they're just going to drop EVs from insurance plans. No more EVs. Why? Because they keep burning up everything. And, you know, what if there's children sleeping in the house when it gets burned up and set on fire by the EV, then now you have fatalities potentially because of the EV. Bottom line is that this current lithium ion battery technology, even though it's great for certain devices like flashlights and little solar generators and things like that, when you try to pack so much of that into a vehicle to replace an engine, you are putting way too much energy in a dicey, sketchy format that is highly likely to go kaboom. Something goes wrong, you have a little tiny fender bender, you get dinged in the parking lot, and then kaboom, like your vehicle goes up in flames. Or they have to replace the entire battery pack because it's been malformed on one side, you know, because of a tiny little impact. That's what's happening. And it's months of wait time for this, by the way. So the bottom line is if you want transportation to be safe, you don't want an EV. If you want transportation to be timely and convenient, you don't want an EV. If you want transportation that won't burn down your house and burn up your children and destroy other cars in parking garages and parking lots and so on, you don't want an EV. There's going to come a day where there's maybe 10 EVs that just go up in flames in an airport parking lot somewhere, and they have to shut the airport. And, you know, the fire just spreads from one vehicle to another, and it's going to become apparent to a whole lot of people that, wow, you don't want to park next to an EV. You certainly don't want to own one. You don't want to even park your regular vehicle in a parking lot where other people are parking EVs because they're a danger to your vehicle or your home if they're parked near your home or your apartment complex. You see what I mean? Continue to buy combustion engine vehicles and support the companies that continue to make them. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, Brighteon.com and naturalnews.com.